Jim Taylor back on the RFD Radio Network. Time now for our weekly IHSA segment on Town and Country Partners. We're out and about, and you hear this voice on the RFD Radio Network in another capacity, Gary Stewart over in Stark County, a crop watcher. But here's a little known fact I like to tell about people. 32 years keeping the book for basketball games in Stark County. So I guess we begin our conversation. What's more enjoyable, being a crop watcher or keeping a book for the Rebels over at Stark County?
Probably keeping the book for the Rebels, because we had a year like last year, and that's enough to dry your hair fall out. It was terrible last year.
Yeah, my hair did fall out, and yours has fallen out too. Gary, tell us about your love and your passion for interscholastic athletics, and I know a lot of it involves being around the youth, and then I know you've had children play too.
Yeah, I had three kids to go through, and that's how I got started. When my son was in junior high in the late 80s, he graduated high school in 91, so I did it there for a long time, and at one time, the boys coach over there was a really good friend of mine, so I did boys and girls both all winter, and I was hardly home any night, and finally I said, well, I got to slow down a little bit and stay home once in a while. So,
well, and you have a good partner now. I think Coach Scott Paxson, the girls coach, has been around for, I think he's told me, 23 years, 20 as head coach at Stark County. So relationships are important in any walk of life, whether it be farming or interscholastic athletics, or I call in small towns, it's about community when you talk about all those things.
It very much so is, and Scott and I go back to when my older daughter was in seventh grade and having trouble learning to play basketball, and Scott was new, just came to us from Illinois State, and we've been probably as good of friends as you could be for the last probably 25 years and go through a lot. And I also keep the chain gang all fall for all the home football games.
So, and if people don't know about home football games played in Wyoming, Illinois, and I know Gary Stewart will say this because I did a feature on it a couple years ago. And by the way, I'm from Mercer County, and we tell people we hate Stark County. It's a big rivalry in LTC football, and I mean that just a friendly rivalry. I joke when I say we hate. It's a competitive rivalry. But Hog Heaven is the great sandwich that they have at Stark County football games on a Friday night. It's all about the hog producers over there on that night, right?
Absolutely, and you can't beat them pork chops, that's for sure. Although just last year it kind of changed. The gang that did that for a long time has retired. New group now, but still very good sandwiches at Stark County.
Yeah, and there's, you know, what is the most enjoyable part for you in following interscholastic athletics? What really hits close to home for you?
Much as anything, it's just the camaraderie of the people you work with. When Scott asked me to start doing the chain gang, I said, sure, I'll do it, but I'd like to pick who I work with. I chose my brother-in-law and his brother-in-law and another really good friend, Robin Nolan, and we've worked together for a long time. We do have one guy from Wyoming still does it, though, too.
And getting back, so you do football, chain gang, and you keep the book basketball-wise, and there's probably a lot of things you can't say publicly on the air in terms of what you hear, but I assume bottom line is it's a lot of fun with kind of the relationships you mentioned with the chain gang guys. You work with Coach Paxson basketball-wise, but then you're at the scorer's table with maybe the official scorer from the other school. You interact with the officials. You interact with the other coaches, maybe some of the kids. What about all that?
Well, it's all part of the deal, and it's part of what's very enjoyable. Getting to know the officials, you can call each other by name after a while, and the whole thing I really like about the chain gang is we're always on the visiting team side, so you get to know the coaches and the players, and I'll turn to some young kid standing there that's not playing. I said, hey, how's corn crop over your way? You know, I mean, it's just rural community is the best, and it's just fun to be around all them people, and we have favorites. Our favorite coaching is the United football crew, and they're just really good guys, all of them.
That's great to hear. And the thing I like to tell people about Friday nights in rural America, I mean, it's Americana because you're talking about those fields that normally have a soybean field as a backdrop or a cornfield as a backdrop. And, of course, the way the football season starts, it starts in late August and basically runs through early October to mid-October, and that cornfield is still up. So I always think that's a neat backdrop, especially as the sun is setting. That's Norman Rockwell wanted to paint that picture.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, I got a kick out of it. You know, Lena Winslow has been an excellent football team the last 2 or 3 years. I guess a couple of years ago, some inner-city Chicago team came out to play Lena Winslow in the Triumphs, and they were scared to death. They thought it was the most dangerous person in the world, and they live downtown Chicago.
Yeah. it's always interesting. And then just, you know, in the Lincoln Pro Conference where Stark County competes, you talked about some of those relationships as well. And traveling, you know, so Gary Stewart is a crop watcher, and he's a, we'll call him a basketball expert and a football expert because he's been doing it for so long. But then you have an idea if people say, Gary Stewart, tell me what rural roads are like in Illinois and how much attention they need. Here's a guy that probably could say, I could give you 1,000 examples on that.
That's absolutely right. But for the most part, they've been pretty decent the last few years. But, oh, Lord, Route 78 south of Kewaunee was just terrible for 20 years. Just terrible.
All right. And just your crop watching duties for Farm Week Now and RFD Radio, you really enjoy that. You said been doing that for about 4 years. I know tough year this year, no question about that. But it is what it is.
I do enjoy it. And since I've been doing the other jobs like that, and I've had, I'm a fire district president of that too, so you just, you get involved, you give back.
And that's what small town America is all about.
It absolutely is, and knowing people from the other towns and that we team and we play, and you know, you may be strangers here and somewhat enemies on the during the game, but you can still be darn good friends with everybody. I mean, I live between Toulon and Wethersfield. I have as many friends in Wethersfield as I do here, but I still don't like the geese when we play them.
All right. Well said. Gary Stewart, great job. Good we could get him on the air. And this is what Interscholastic Athletics is all about. You're listening to the RFD Radio Network.